and welcome to another episode of O-Faces. I'm your host, Mrs. Mocha, and today we have some guests on. I'm going to let everybody just go around and say your name on the mic, and we're actually live from Splash Mocha today. And sorry, I've lost my voice, and sadly it's not because I sucked a bunch of cocks. But maybe everyone else has that problem today. So we're going to start over here.
Start with me?
Yep.
Hi, I'm Angel Minx, and I am in the same problem as you, but I don't know if mine's because of cocks or pollen.
Pollen, right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm Coco. Again, I lost my voice also. I think it's probably because of Big Dicks.
Yeah, probably because of the
There's a good chance.
Yeah. We call that strep dick.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm Siren, and my throat hurts definitely because of a lot of Big Dicks, but I still have my voice. So.
Well, lucky you. Were you using lozenges that we don't know about?
No.
Okay.
And I've definitely been using my Siren, so I don't know why I have a voice left.
Well, maybe you just talk more than us.
Maybe. Are we
skipping you?
Cinnamon.
Okay.
My throat's a little sore.
No, strep dick.
You feel left out.
We should get some volunteers.
I think you need some more exercise.
Yeah. We'll meet you in the glory hole room tonight.
There's time.
So, ladies, obviously, I haven't had like a super crazy weekend because we just talked about it. We should have talked about it before. We should have started the podcast and then talked about things. But that's how it always works.
Yeah.
I had one play date, which is like super awesome for me. I will give everybody a little background because I haven't really talked about it on the podcast, but I'm better at talking about it now. Sorry if I get emotional, but I had like 6 surgeries over like the past 2 years. So, and it was all like, of course, pussy related. So I couldn't really do anything. So it's like super, and again, sorry if I cry, but it's super exciting for like me just to be back around like everybody and normal people. Don't tell anyone I cried. I don't want anyone to think I'm a little bitch. So, but I'm just excited to be here again. Like, I took a year off or so from the podcast. Mr. Mocha kind of took everything over, and I'm just glad to be, like, better and to be able to, like, be here around my people again.
Yeah, we're glad you're here.
I'm glad to have you back.
Thanks for trying to
don't
make us
cry. Don't look at me. It makes
right
me cry.
Right at the beginning.
But on a positive note, when my husband and I saw you first, the first thing we said is, you look so happy. Like, she's glowing.
Yeah, there was like
you
could
tell you felt a lot better.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the helicopter she got this morning.
Yeah, exactly. but it was a.
Now you were sleeping.
I feel like I have like yeah, exactly. I feel like I have like kind of a new perspective on like lifestyle because we've always had like pretty open dynamics, but everything changed in like a flash for me. So it was, this is not an all about me episode. We are going to talk about Splash, but I wanted to start off because we are going to like release this podcast, and there's been a lot of questions as to why I haven't been there. So but more or less had some surgeries, had to be out, and it was a I didn't know what to do with myself because lifestyle had always been like such a huge part of our relationship from the beginning. So it went from 0 to 100 really quick, but I didn't want Mr. Mocha to not participate. Like, that's never been a thing for us. I've told everybody probably that one of us has to be sane, and at the time it was not me. And so I don't want to be, I can't say I was insane, but I was in a much different place. So it's awesome. Several people have said, like, oh my God, you're so happy, you're so happy. But I just feel so much better, like, being here. This is the November event, I was still kind of, like, healing. So I was still, like, in a little bit of pain. But it was just good to get out of the house and be around the people that I love the most, you know? Just
feel
to
like
see it. Yeah, exactly. Because for a while, and it's a weird comparison, but I was a mom for so long, I didn't know what to do once I wasn't, like, momming. And I'm still a mom, but, you know, they're older. And then, you know, for this, like, lifestyle was such a big part. And then when we took that dynamic away, like, I didn't really know what to do with myself. So I engulfed myself into my animal, my poor dog. He probably listened to more drama in the past year. Like, Mom, we just need to take a nap. But anyways. Yeah, exactly. I talked to him about everything. So, yeah, but I'm super glad to be back, and I feel like just kind of like high on life. You know, I haven't been like really drinking or doing anything crazy, but it just feels good to just like be back and be around everybody that I know and the things that I know. So even though I haven't ridden 100 dicks, but maybe the next mocha. I just told Cinnamon that I definitely have a goal the next mocha. I'm hoping like, I'm going to say 20-ish this time, because that my last goal was like 30 the time I did it, and I think I hit like 25. So we'll see. But today, sadly, it's just one for now. And it wasn't Mr. Mocha. He doesn't count.
And let's go ahead and say that it's your birthday.
So no, like, it's next week.
Tonight. We're celebrating your birthday tonight.
But it was your birthday this weekend, too.
Yeah, it was your birthday, too.
It's not hers.
It's yours. Passing the birthday reign.
And there's a guy here, too, whose birthday it is, too, that I met last night.
Yeah, we just saw him outside.
He saw him getting his birthday sex in the wife watching room.
Say that again?
He was getting his birthday sex in the wife watching room last night. I saw him in action.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. There were a few people in there.
Was like playing in my mind while I was watching him.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
I'm like, I have to say though, like this mocha, like I've never seen I know someone told us about like the New Year's event that the dance floor is not always crowded. Like the playrooms are always more crowded, but I know you were there, right?
Yeah, last year was pretty crowded.
New Year's was packed.
Yeah. I've never seen that many people. You were at New Year's, right? No. Oh, Houston.
Yeah. But yeah, last night was the most packed I've ever seen, and it's crazy. I think people are like either just starting during the day and fucking like a lot, because they even shut down like, and it wasn't a bad thing, but they shut down the playrooms like a little earlier than they normally do. Like by 2:30 there was only like one couple that was in the wife watching room, and that was it. So I was like,
wow. Yeah, I'm used to like them kicking people out at 3 a.m. when they're trying to close them.
I literally think everybody just has been getting it in all day because
we're learning to pace ourselves.
Exactly. We're like, we're going to go take a nap. Yeah. We'll be back at this time.
I definitely went way too hard the first day. Like, and then yesterday I just had a couple, but then I had a gangbang. So. I guess that made up for all that.
But that was Friday, so that was good. That's a good day to do it. You didn't do it Thursday. I wouldn't be. Right. I always like try to do gangbang either Friday or Saturday. Yeah, so you did it a good day. But you had like it was just a gangbang for just you, right?
Yeah, I never had one that was just for me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you had six guys.
Five, because my husband just watched.
Okay. So,
but he tried to go get two more, but the guys were like, oh, let's do last minute.
Yeah.
The goal is eight.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And I've been in gangbangs before with, like, one or two other ladies, but that was my first one, like, all by myself.
Solo.
And all black. So,
yeah. In your room?
Fun.
No, it was in the guy's room. He arranged it. Some guy just arranged
That's
it
That's fucking
for me.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it was awesome. It was great. It was really great. And then the guy that I was like, here, you record, he did a really good job.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And, like, I think, so, like, I like gangbangs with my friends because I'm not really good with all the attention being on me. Mm-hmm. So, I like attention, but I get weird, like, if, like, even talking about my birthday, I'm like, oh, don't tell anyone it's my birthday. I don't get weird about it, and it's not, like, a bad thing. I just don't like all the attention on me. Like, I like, I said it to somebody last night, like, I like for my friends to enjoy what I'm enjoying also, but yes. I've always wanted a solo one, but I get I know no one can believe it, but I get so nervous going up to it, I'm like, I always, like, flake out or, like, okay, I can't do this,
I don't like anyone left out. I don't have enough hands and hearts.
Yeah.
I feel the same like with you. So like I love group play with my friends. Mm-hmm. I think because we're so comfortable and like we know each other.
Yeah.
So it's never like, oh, like what are your do's and don'ts? Because we already know like each other like the back of our fucking hands.
Right.
And so you have like our little group, say like Romeo, say for instance. If you listen and like anything that we've recorded and stuff, you can tell like that we're like so super close, and it's funny because like even when we record you can tell because we're all like laughing and like high-fiving each other and like doing weird things that like you can't do around strangers, you know.
Right It does help to have like comfortability in the room. Like
somebody you can like look at and you can kind of tell, oh, I'm a little uncomfortable. Let me go say, you know, move that person or something.
Well, and I think Mr. Mocha has like kind of jaded me a little bit to gangbangs. Not in a bad way. Okay, let me say that out loud. It's not in a bad way because he he's really weird. He wants to be in, if he's doing any group things, he wants to be in a room of all the guys he knows because he is, like, worried about someone touching his asshole. Like, no offense to anyone that likes their asshole being touched because, you know, I'm game for whatever. I mean, I've eaten some guys' assholes. So that's cool, but that's just not his thing. And, like, when we were first together, he was, like, way worse about it than he is now. But he, the guy would be, like, standing here, like, trying to watch his wife. And he'd be like, hey, buddy, you all right? Like, what? You're a little close to my ass. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're totally fucking this up for us. Like, I'm over here trying to have a good time. Like, he's not trying to touch your ass. It's okay, honey. But I agree that just being comfortable with your friends. So I guess that's where, like, I get, like, freaked out on, like, yeah, just doing it solo.
Because this was, yeah, this wasn't, I'd only played with one guy that mm-hmm. was in there. And the other ones were all new. But it was all fun and it was all good.
Was it more exciting, though, because you didn't know the guys, you think?
I think it was just exciting all around because it was my first one that was all for me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know my husband's been trying to, like, arrange it for a long time. But in our part of the country, it's a little slim pickings when it comes to getting five, like, black guys things, together, yeah, even mm-hmm. at Walmart.
Right.
Let alone for a gang bang. So
we're not short on those in Atlanta.
So that was definitely a bucket list item. I'm like, I just need to find my NFL player. Then I would hit all of my things.
I'm so dead.
Is there anybody here? Current NFL player. I want to fuck
no,
a current
she said
NFL
she
player.
Wants to fuck
oh,
a
yeah,
NFL
that's
player.
No, I've fucked former ones, but I want to fuck one that's, like, in the NFL gotcha. Right now. Like, that's on my list. So.
I actually did that, but it was for content, but I didn't know because, yeah. he, you know, not everybody uses their real name, so I found out, like, later on that that's what he does. And I actually found it because of TikTok because I had his number on my phone, and it mm-hmm. popped up on my TikTok, and I was like, well, shit. Because I don't watch football, so I didn't have
was
a clue.
It a current one? Was it a current one or a former one?
Yes, current.
Yeah.
But at the time, current.
Yeah,
not now.
Anymore.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fun.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I was.
That's just one of my little. Because
cool.
I played women's football for a few years, so now I'm like, ooh, if I could.
It was just exciting not knowing and then finding out later.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he still kind of hits me up to, like, this day, but I don't know. My bucket list was brothers, and obviously I did that. I still have, like, twins on my list. Like, I still want to fuck. Twins, like I have said, and someone else actually told me that comes to Mocha that there's a set of BBC twins that goes to Hedo every year at like the two or three times a year.
A different set of
do we have
the same set of twins? Yeah, I don't know. It was like in this group that. So I was going to play with them. They said that their flight leaves at, like, I think they live in Dubai or something. I can't remember what they said, but they said their flight left at like 6 a.m. So I, like, kind of waited around, but we were playing with couples and stuff, too. So these motherfuckers tried to call me. If anybody knows me, I'm not good with no sleep. Not good. You don't
Same.
Wake me up.
Same.
I just need to sleep. Even if it's, like, a good two-hour nap, I'm okay. But don't wake me up. These guys called at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll just fuck you before you get on the flight. And I was like,
yeah, no,
yeah. I'm sorry. I'm, like, really tired. And I'm not getting up and showering and putting my makeup back on. And, like, no, it's okay. I didn't do it. But then I regretted my life decision after that when I got on the plane. I was
when
like,
you got a little 100%. Rest.
Yeah, like, so, am I ever going to get that opportunity again? Like,
so what you're saying is we're going to find the twins.
I hope so. I heard they go there. They, like, frequent Hedo. Like
I'll be
every
that's
year.
Be my mission
I'll be there in
to
April.
Figure them out.
I'm like already.
I'm gonna like.
I'm
send
already
out
googling
a mass
it.
Message. Does anyone know twins from New
York? Because I'll be there in April with Mr. East Coast Group.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Do
I'm
we
gonna,
know names?
I'm gonna send out
I'll
a
be on the
I have no idea what their names are now. Yeah. It was years ago. It was like 2018.
You know, like the speed date, like on SCC. Like,
yeah. Does anyone know? You could just put it out on TikTok.
Sure.
We're looking
like,
for
women are really,
twins.
We're really good investigators.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Even our friends that like dated one guy.
I think
he had brown hair. His name was Bob. Found him.
I'm sure like all the lifestyle groups that we're in, like think about, I'm probably in like 60 of them. Like I'm sure somebody has like a username.
Yeah.
Of some sort of social media account.
Right.
You know
is it
mean?
Like
so
Dubai Twins, BBC, and then they have one or two for their birth
we just
order?
Just made them go viral.
And I was going to say, too, I know you were talking about, like, brothers.
Yeah.
Like, your fantasy is, like, brothers.
Yeah.
What about, like, father and son?
I would.
So there's,
I mean, I would.
There's
I have the shirt. Yeah. I had the shirt on the first day that said your dad is my cardio. So I definitely have some daddy issues. So maybe.
Yeah.
Like, there's two creators in Miami that's father and son, and they both are fucking...
I bet they're blowing it the fuck up, too, just because they're father and son, and it's a, like, it's not the norm.
It's so crazy because, like, I met the dad at a lifestyle party, and we played, and I didn't, like, put the connections, like, when I went and shot porn with the son, and which is a whole other thing, but then I saw the son, like, post a picture, like, Happy Father's Day, and it was his dad. And then, like, I started, like, researching, and, like, I realized, like, no, they, like, they do porn together. Like, they fuck girls, like, together. And I was like, that's fucking hot.
That's
like
a whole new way of bonding.
Yeah. Father, son, outing. What are we doing today, son? We're going to do
it's
some
not,
porn.
What are we doing? It's who are we doing?
Oh,
my God.
And it's not even, like... they're like questionable, like, oh, they're like, no, they're both fucking like great.
And see, like, I think that's like not to like be off subject, but I did learn that in lifestyle there are a lot of kinks, but I learned by doing content that there are kinks. I had a guy that wanted to pay me $400 to fart on a video.
I just got that request. For five minutes.
Look at her face. That was my face when he messaged me. He's like, so they're just, there's, I don't want to get on like stuck on like content creating.
Camera in the mornings at my house.
But I really, it like opened my eyes that there are like several different things that are, that people are into, and it just is what it is.
So
like,
did you get $400?
No, I don't. I can't do that. This is not my thing.
I can't do it. I can't do that. But in the morning, I could definitely set up a camera in my room and just, you know.
He literally is like, I want you to just walk around the house and like just fart like. Just walking around, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not really gassy like that, but thank you for the offer. Like,
send him my way, I'll help him out.
Like, I didn't know what to say. I'm looking at Mr. Mocha like, what the fuck do I say to this? And again, like, I think everyone has their thing, and no knock on what your thing is, but it, that part, that side definitely, like, made me realize that there's way more kinks than what I've seen in my time, and I feel like we've been doing that. I've been doing it for almost 15 years now. Mr. Mocha's been in for 20, and we're still finding new things that people are into. So I didn't know till we came here on Tuesday that like a red bush was like a thing, like having red coochie hair was like a big thing. But I had not been able to shave. TMI, okay. Sorry if this is like the most horrible podcast you guys have heard.
Whatever. I don't think
I haven't been able to. Shave or wax for like a month because of my surgery. So they're like, you know, you have to be careful with that. So the first day I was here, I showed it to you, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah, you showed it to me.
Yeah. And
I told them to shave it.
Yeah.
Don't shave it. Like, yeah, like you can like clean it up. And there's really like, because we're talking about kinks now, there's weirdos like on there.
That like, want like the 70s
like shit. No, like put your trimmings in like a little bag and like post it, and like people will pay like $1,000 for like your pubic hair. No, I've had like guys that are like, hey, like if you shave like your armpits, like can you send me the razor? I'll pay you like $200 to send it to me. I'm like, yeah.
Again,
we're gonna toss it anyway. Like, might as well.
You guys thought we were joking. Like,
one person's trash is another man's treasure, right?
Exactly.
I had a guy buy me like a pedicure kit and wanted my husband to give me a pedicure and, you know, shave off the dead skin of your feet, put it in an envelope, and mail it back. Guy paid $100.
We had someone that wanted
it. Now he has my DNA. There's a whole other issue.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Now your identity is stolen.
You know, but I'm like, okay. Now imagine what he's doing with it. And I'm like, yeah.
I don't even
want to imagine.
But we didn't mean to sidetrack. I was just saying, oh, it's okay. I was just saying that to say, like, whatever your fetish or kink is, like, don't be embarrassed about it, because there are plenty of people out there that are fine with whatever you like. Like, you like gangbangs and BBC and whatever else that you like, and you know, we all have something different that we like. Well, she was just talking about a gangbang, so I don't know. We know what you guys like, okay?
Because I'm newer to like being sexually free and like being in the lifestyle, then I'm still like discovering what I like, because I put up, you know, a bunch of rules for myself, and then I'm like, oh, I actually want to do this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's constantly
evolving.
Mm-hmm. Right. It changes.
Yeah.
I told somebody the other day, I was like, I have learned one thing in this is to never say never, because there's a lot of things I said absolutely not. Yeah. And yeah, I'm doing it now.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. Like
I mean, you change eight, you grow every year.
I had to tell Mr. Mocha that I feel like sometimes like we hit a wall, like almost like we hit a wall and like, okay, where do we want to go next? Because we've done this and like, I can't say we were necessarily bored with it, but it becomes repetitive. So you're looking for that next like high, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, what else can we possibly do at this point? Because right. Mr. Mocha is a freak. I'm just kidding. it's more me.
Well, I would say too, like, and this goes for like couples, but also yourself. Like, it's always okay to go back, like, to the drawing board to like figure out what your new boundaries are. And it could be a day. Like, you might be okay with something one day, and especially if you have, like, I'm considered a poly unicorn, and I know we talked about that before. Mm. So, like, each dynamic that you have with somebody, like, you can always say, hey, like, let's go back to the drawing board, and that's exactly how I say it. Like, let's go back to the drawing board, and like, let's talk about our like our fears, our fantasies, and our desires.
Yeah.
And then we talk about like what boundaries, like what are you okay with, what are you not okay with, and it's okay to like work with somebody on figuring out what your boundaries are. So like situations, like say your partner doesn't tell you what a boundary is, and you know you do something that makes them feel uncomfortable, and we're at an event like this.
Yeah,
we usually say like we're gonna talk about it like on Monday when we're not at the event, because you don't want to like irritate each other, because everybody wants to have a good time.
Right.
And then so once we do that and establish that, and we go back to the drawing board, then we'll say like what upset you. Or you can even do it this for yourself, like, why are you not comfortable with this? And try to figure out, like, is it because there's too many people watching you? Is it because another woman, and that's a lot of fear, like, with the, even doing content, like, there's women with bigger boobs or smaller. Like, trying to figure out if it's, like, an actual problem or if it's something more internal. Like, it's something in your head that you need to, like, work through.
Yeah, and usually if something bothers me, I usually tell my husband, like, hey, I'm letting you know this is bothering me. I don't want you to do anything different right now. I'm going to work on it inside myself.
Yeah.
And if in a few days it's still something, you know, or whatever the period of time is, then I'll let you know if we need to change that. But I'm just letting you know that part. Because sometimes it's just good self-work. It's like really good, I feel like really good personal development just being in the lifestyle, because you really have to encounter like all of the emotions and all of the thoughts and things. Yeah. It's just a magnifying glass, you know, and it brings everything to the surface and you have to deal with it. That's why it's like we always say, you know, the lifestyle doesn't really create problems. It just magnifies what you already have going on.
Yep.
So it doesn't destroy your marriage.
Nope.
You already had issues and then you
need to either decide to work through them or don't. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not on a good standing, I wouldn't get into it, because I've seen too many couples that think this is going to fix it. And I'm like, oh, no.
You're going to have to open up some stuff that you don't want to open up. Right. I mean, and like, it's also okay to take, like, breaks. Like, there's been times that...
We just took one in January.
Yeah.
We did, too.
Like, even if it's just, like, a week or... Because there are some people that are... I'll call them frequent flyers. Like, they go to an event, like, every single weekend, which is what we were doing in the beginning. And Mr. Mocha will just go until he drops. Me, I, like, need some, like, what do you call it? Like a...
Recovery?
Yeah, just to sit down and watch a series of Netflix shows for a day and not do anything. But he's just like, let's go fuck some more. Okay, well, I just need like a little break, honey, it's no big deal. But I had to actually bring him down and say like, okay, we can do like 3 weeks a month, but one weekend has to be just for nothing. If you want to go do something, that's fine, but for me, like, mentally I need to not do this. And it wasn't because I didn't want to fuck anybody else or be around anybody else, but I can only handle so much peopling,
And from the beginning, we established that we would have one 24-hour period, like usually on a weekend, called a lockdown date, where we stay home and we don't go people at all, and we just
Right.
Have snacks, go in the hot tub, fuck each other.
Like, right. Right.
Whatever, where we're just spending that time. And that really helps us.
Right.
To just stay on track. And then.
Yeah, because Mr. Mocha in the beginning thought, like, I needed him to, like, be off work all day and just fuck me all day. And then that was what we needed. And I'm like, no, like. I love you, Annie. You're so pretty.
It's a nap.
Yeah. Which is totally fine, too. Yeah. But I had to tell him, like, I just want to just. As a hype as I am, I need, like, time to, like she said, decompress. I just need to sit down. I don't care if he just laid his leg on me, because he will not lay in the bed all day. I can. He just can't. He's, like, a crazy toddler with too much energy. Like, he's always just, like, he can't sit down. But he finally learned because he realized, like, that's what I needed. But that was, out of all the things that we've done, that was, like, the only thing that would ever really bother me, is that I had to realize that we're at a disconnect because we're giving everybody all of our energy and we're not giving our energy to each other at this point. And in his mind, of course, his first question to me is always, like, did I offend you somehow? And I'm like, no, you didn't offend me. You did not offend me, but I need you to listen to, like, what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we need to shut down lifestyle for the next 5 years. I'm saying, like, one day, just like she said, like a lockdown day, I just need to chill. Once he understood what I meant, he's fine with it. And that's how he fell asleep last night, because he came, sat down for 10 minutes and
passed out.
Yeah, passed out. And I was like, well, that's on you, buddy. I'm going to have some fun. But yeah, I agree that it's always okay to go back around to, you know, always reevaluate yourselves, especially like couples in the lifestyle or just single ladies or whatever your dynamic is. Reevaluate if you feel like something's off, because it may not even be that your wife fucked that guy and he looked better than you or whatever. It may be because you had a you need to reconnect yourselves, and then you're going to go back in and have just as much fun the next party with the same person. It could be. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, it was just that one day you didn't realize that you guys were at a disconnect, because the fact of the matter is for couples, or, you know, what do you call it? Poly-unicorn?
Poly-unicorn.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay.
you all need to reconnect. Like, you love that person. You care about that person. These people you have chemistry with, and they're your friends, of course. But you still want to reconnect your, you know, heart, mind, and soul. Yeah, exactly.
Your other half.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you make things work and keep them working, you know? So.
And I feel like the lifestyle... Sorry, my voice... I feel like the lifestyle.
Streptic.
Excuse me. I feel like because we all have like an understanding, and I feel like a lot of us have been in the lifestyle for like a pretty decent time. Like, we all understand that we're all human. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like the newer people. And I hate to say newer people, but that's usually where, like, you see, you know, couples trying to figure out dynamics and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, my biggest advice is, like, just remember, like, we're humans and we make mistakes. And, like, we're going to act more off of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, when you're in the lifestyle, you have to think more logically.
Yeah.
So, you have to, like, just take a step back. And it's okay. Like, if you overreact about something and say, like, oh, well, why did you do this? Like, I think it was so disrespectful. But, like, it's okay to be, like, apologize and say, like, whoa, like, I totally was overreacting. Like, and I feel like a lot of people have pride in the way, especially men in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
They, newer men, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really hard for men to, like, put their ego aside and say, like, hey, I'm sorry. But...
I'm married an ego. I know. Don't tell him I said that.
Well, I feel like a lot more veterans, like, they can take a step back, though, and be like, well, yeah, like, I was tripping, or, like, I'm really sorry, like, I didn't mean to do that, or whatever, like that, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went from Mr. Mocha being like, I'm sorry about something, and then we just had to not talk about it anymore. Like, that was the end of the discussion.
Yeah, we tried that, too. That didn't work.
Yeah, that didn't work out for him. But now, it's more, like, he doesn't let me, like, stew on it for a few days or anything like that, but he lets me, because for him, like, when he apologizes, he really does mean the I'm sorry, and, like, we're done with it. But for me, like, I need to tell you my whole emotion. Even if it bothers you, listen to it, and then we can be done with it at that moment. But I'm not going to hold on to it for, like, two or three days about it, you know? But, yeah, I mean, everybody gets insecure in the lifestyle. It all happens. It happens to me. Like, I think when we first started the podcast, there were, like, quite a few people in lifestyle just thought we were, like, just this perfect couple. And I was like, you have not seen me when I was crazy. He really hasn't had, like, the crazy moments. It was more me. I don't, like I said, we figured out that it was the disconnect. It wasn't the, it was the, okay, he's been out of town for 6 days. He came back into town. We went straight to trapeze. We're both drinking. We're fucking. We're having a good time. But then when we're done, I don't even know what I freaked out about one time. Like, I just saw him fucking a chick, and I guess I gave him a look, and the girl saw it, and I felt terrible. Oh, I still feel bad. If that girl's out there, I'm so sorry. I still feel bad to this day. And it was, like, 12 years ago. But I still think about that because it's embarrassing, but I know we've also talked about on the podcast, just if you're going to have an argument, don't do it in a public setting. Yeah, don't do it in an event, because your name is your name. And there will be those few people that will, everybody talks, so somebody will talk to that person or this person, and you may get labeled the dramatic couple, or like, oh, you don't really want to do that because of this, even though everybody's had their drama. Everyone has had their drama, it just may not have been in the event, or in the, you know, like in the ballroom or something like that, you know.
At least in go to your room, step aside, you know, we always just tap each other and say, hey, we need to take a break for whatever reason.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, and that could be a level one emergency to a
25.
You gotta get the fuck up to the room.
The eye wink, but your eyes hurting so bad.
Like twitching. So we
please stop.
We need to take a break. Is just our code, and then.
Yeah, but it's good to have that community.
For whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's good. And it could be, you know, my stomach hurts, and I just want you to walk me to the room, and you go back down, or...
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, exactly. And it's okay. I think that's what Coco was trying to say, too, is that it's okay to just be insecure. That's okay. Just work through the motions. Don't... Yeah. I'm not saying don't be dramatic, but don't scream at each other in public. It won't be cute for you. You don't want to get kicked out of the party or a club and then get banned on a list for one argument.
Right.
So, because alcohol also fuels a lot of arguments that we've seen.
And that's why I said, like, if there's ever an argument at, like, an event like this, and you guys, not saying don't work through it at an event, but, like, I personally like to wait until events are over, because I usually go to, like, say, like, GTP, that's a 4-day event. This is a 4-day event.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I was here since Wednesday, but, like, I don't want to get into a dispute with whoever, say, on a Thursday, and then, like, your mood is fucked up for the rest of the weekend, and you're going to be constantly thinking about, like, oh, my God, I don't want to upset my partner. Like, what is he doing? Like... Or what is she doing and things like that. So that's why I said just, like, try to push it to the side until Monday. And then, like, once you leave, like, that's when we really break things down. Like, hey, did you have fun? What was your things? Like, what did you like? What did you not like?
Right.
Things like that. Yeah. Personally with my people.
Yeah.
I do that with my husband, too. It's the same. It's like a recap.
Yeah. I'm back, like,
weekend. What was good? What was bad? What should we do? We even come to the point where now we have a checklist of what we need to bring to our mocha event.
Yeah,
so we don't feel that. Wednesday, we all put our hands in and say, okay, break.
Yeah.
And Monday, we come back and say, hey, like, we're a team again. Like,
right. Yeah, here we are. Yeah. And that's a good way to be. Mr. Mocha and I, like, try to talk about things through the event. Like, even when I've been upset at him at an event, I don't talk about it at the event. Like, because let me just say this. He's the best husband ever. Like, I can say that out loud. He, hands down, super patient, because I am a little cuckoo sometimes. So he's very, very patient with me. But I know his reaction to certain things because we've been around each other so much. Yeah. So I wait to talk about it because I know what his reaction is going to be. You know what I mean? So.
Oh,
I understand that. It, bad or good or indifferent. Yeah. So I just wait till, like you said, till the end, so that it's, you know, anyways. But we've kind of sidetracked again. It was a good conversation. Would you like to add anything?
No, I just have a hard time waiting till afterwards. Like, I'm kind of like a before the end of the day, get it straight person. So,
yes.
You know, if that's more your couple.
But you do it in your room. But we were just saying, like, I'm not out and about in the event.
No. And I just like to keep a short list, basically, because I don't want to wait and, like, you know, have like this long list of things.
You want to tell them
either way, you know, whatever your couple.
Well, it's
you know,
whatever the dynamic. Some people, if they let it go like that, they're going to go. You know,
well, yeah. Because if I waited till Monday for something that happened till Thursday, you know, it might even be like, why didn't you tell me that Thursday?
Yeah, why didn't we rip the Band-Aid today?
So I, you know, I just want to keep a short list. But I've been like that since I was a little kid. Lifestyle.
I've learned to grow like more patience. Only because, like, I'll give you guys like an example, and it's really funny, like from a woman's point of view, because you guys don't understand. So, me and three of my partners, Romeo and Joe's, we were going over Fred's house. They run like a reliable BBC group, and we were like, yeah, we have to go plan like some events for Tampa and Orlando. We were trying to get everything straight. And anytime that we go to Fred's house, he has like open rooms basically. So I know that if I'm going over there, they're definitely having like play days, and it's not for us women. So there was like three of us women that are like help run and organize like behind the scenes shit. And so we already knew what we were getting into. Like we were going over to like five or six guys trying to organize something that they have no clue what's going on because it's the women doing.
That's always a good time.
Yeah. And so like you have guys coming just in and out of the room. So like through the whole night, you know, us women are all sitting there like, oh my God, like we're watching them all play and fucking have this grand time while we're sitting there like penciling in fucking dates and checking Airbnbs. And it got towards the end of the night and like they came out all sweaty and they're like, come on, are you guys ready to play? We're like, no, like we don't want Goodwill Dick, like it's okay, like, you know, like got me where I'm like, you feel bad for us, like we see you guys like on a daily basis, like it's cool. And like we did want to play, so then they eventually all came out, but like the guys were having a hard time because they went like five or six rounds from like 9 p.m it was like 2 a.m at this point, and I'm like, you know,
yeah, they're done,
it's okay, like go to bed. And like three of us wanted to, like us girls wanted to actually play, so one of our play dates called, who lived like 10 minutes down the road, and so we already knew that the guys were gonna get mad. We answered the FaceTime and we're like, hey, like, yeah, we'll come over and play, like you're 10 minutes down the road. All of the guys like sat down and were like frumpy, and like us girls, like we knew it, like we were in the bathroom like, all right, like when we go out here, like dart to the car, like just I love you, bye. Like,
yeah.
Like, we didn't want to, like, confront them.
Ask forgiveness later.
Yeah, like, yeah. We didn't want to be like, they knew that we were getting ready to go somewhere and, like, have a play date, but we didn't want to be like, oh, what's wrong? Because then you would think about it the entire ride there, and while you're playing, you're like, I know myself, I'd be, like, texting, like, hey, like, are you okay? What's wrong? No, I'm not doing that. So I was like, no, I'll just ask for forgiveness later.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were mad, too. They were like, oh, you girls left us in the house. Like, why would you just leave us? I'm like, are you serious?
We got bored.
We were bored.
Yeah.
We needed dick.
We wanted some penis also.
You just wanted some fresh dick.
But it just goes to the same, like, I knew that they were visibly upset. They all sat on the couch, but then, like, I think they apologized, like, the next day, like, after we explained it, like, hey, what if we were like, hey, Angel, we're going to bring, Jers, we're going to go have a meeting with all of our girlfriends, and we all got banged out, and you sat on the couch, and when it was your turn, we were like, sorry, there's no more pussy left for you. Like,
right.
It would be an issue. Like,
that
so
might be a little frustrating.
In perspective, like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
At that point, too, you're also like, okay, I've been sitting here all day, my mind is really not in that. I've been doing paperwork.
Yeah, and you're watching them fuck, like, they're right there, and it's hot, like.
Then you're worked up, but then they're limped out.
Yeah,
I don't want anyone to push rope. Mr. Mocha calls it pushing rope.
Pushing rope.
I don't want anyone to push rope. We actually had a guy.
It's all good wood dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that too much on the regular sometimes, anyways.
Yeah,
I mean, like, here's the thing. I think we talked about it last night, but there was this one guy I know for sure. I sucked his dick for like 40 minutes because I was like, I know. Gonna get hard. This is gonna fucking happen.
I was like determined. 5 minutes, I'm done.
But he was so hot and he was so nice, and he told me like how nervous he was before he got there. So like he was not vanilla, but like I was probably like his second play date in the lifestyle. So I was like trying to be patient. Like, and then I was like, okay, finally, I was like, do you want a break? But I was a really bad hostess.
45 minutes though, girl.
It was fast. It was limp. It wasn't like it was a hard dick and my face was hurting.
We can't talk today.
Yeah. No, this wasn't today. No, this was like, no. This was like years ago. Oh, yeah. No.
One time I sucked like a dick trying to get it hard and I ended up bursting a blood vessel underneath my tongue. Because it just wouldn't get hard. And so just like suck that gummy worm or whatever.
Yeah. Pushing rope. We're pushing rope.
Yeah, it was. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just for the, if for anybody that listens to this, if you come to Mocha for the guys, it's not, don't run a marathon the first day. I've heard a lot of the guys actually say, like, don't come the first day.
Yeah. And if you're 21 to 81, and even if you've never had troubles before, it's like, just get the pill.
Yeah, take like, just get that they support. Have, what is it called, Blue Chews now that you can get online. They have, what is it? Not Viagra, it's the other one.
It doesn't make you less of a man.
Cialis, yeah.
It makes you a smart man.
They have like honey packets. But the thing is, I think there's a lot, I don't know. That's probably like a last alternative.
Because
don't
use the dick shot. It's a lot of pressure, especially if you're in a public setting, you know.
Exactly.
Watching and stuff. You know, you need all the... It's like you're training for this. Like, you need all the support you can get. So.
Right. But I think a lot of, like, the guys that have not been to Mocha before, that would be, like, good for them to take advice on is if you've never taken a pill before and you're coming in here with the ego and pride, take the pill. Because you're going to get here and you may be just fine. Because there are some newer guys that come in and are completely fine. But there's also the ones that come in and they're like, oh, yeah, I'll be fine. But then when you get in the room... They really, like, you know, you get nervous. I mean, well, if I didn't have a pussy and I could just, like, use lube or spit on it, there might be some days I might be not okay.
Right, so, out of business, yeah. Well, and if I had a dollar for every time somebody said, this has never happened to me before, I'm like, I believe you. Right. But that's why you prepare it. You know,
just tell people it's okay as long as it's medically okay for you to, like, take something. Like, no one at this party is going to be like, wow, you had to take a pill to get hard for me?
Yeah, I don't care.
Just bring a hard day.
Take the pill.
I literally used to have a whole bag of Blue Chews that Mr. Mocha somehow lost that I was going to bring to the party.
That's what they should be in the goodie bag. Is something. The goodie bag at the front desk.
There's a website.
Let's get them to sponsor us.
Yeah, that's where I was getting them from.
Well, not Blue Chew, Cialis. I think it's like $30 and you get a prescription of Cialis sent to your pharmacy within like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like $30.
You're home
like
even.
Through
Hims you can get.
Yeah, that takes a couple of days. But the one website, it's like $30. They send it right to your pharmacy. Go pick it up. I think it's like $30 for like a 30-day supply.
And I'm like, guys, we're not saying like you are obligated to take a pill, but if you don't want to sign here talking shit about you on the podcast, then like maybe think about it. You know, I'm just saying. Like,
do all that preparation and it can still fail. And like, we're understanding. We're not gonna like.
Yeah,
I mean, me personally, I'm not gonna make fun of you or anything like that. I'm just trying to help you to have the best game preparation.
Well, I mean, it's like the same thing. You don't want. Like, I don't want dudes talking about me because my pussy smells bad because I didn't prepare before the party. So, if you think about it does not today, by the way, for everyone that's in the room. It's totally fine.
He'll take a look
and see what that smell is.
And also, like, with like, some of my partners, like, I encourage, like, my partners, like, no, take it because, like, I don't want other people to be like, oh, yeah, because I know, like, my partners have really good dicks. So I don't want him to go around and not be able to get hard. And then you have girls saying, like, no, it was garbage.
You recommended him and it was trash.
Recommended him and it was garbage.
Right. No. But that wasn't the case. Right. So, again, just, like, you want us to smell good down there whenever it's time. Like, it's okay. You can take some tips from us, too. And, again, we're not really going to talk shit about you. Well, not on the podcast, but maybe, like, and we won't tell anybody your name, but... I'd be like, maybe don't do that. I'm just kidding. I won't say that.
And not only that, like, it's okay. Like, I would rather guys say, like, no, I'm tapped out or something like that.
Yeah, I need a break or whatever.
Or to take me to your room, like, and for me to find guys... like, oh, I'm going to play with this guy or whatever. And, you know, we leave in the middle of the party. We go upstairs. And then, like, you... you know, you busted five nuts and you know you're not going to be able, like, it's okay to just, it's okay to just say, like, hey, like,
don't do it. I can't do it right now. Yeah.
Like, I would rather you say, like, hey, like, let's try tomorrow morning or
yeah, later, another time.
Than
right.
To sit there and try to shove, like, your gummy worm dick in me or, like, have me suck your dick for 45 minutes. Like,
yeah.
And it not really happen. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
And then it not happen. Just now we're, I'm just, frustrated.
And again, that goes back to the how much time, well, me, myself, and I know, like, the ladies that are sitting here, how much time we take into making sure our pussy's prepped for these parties. Yes. Like, you know.
Yes. Or the other appointments. All the other appointments. Yeah. I have, like, 8 beauty appointments just to get fucking ready for this. Nails,
right. So it's okay for you to take a pill.
And you originally said, like, $1,000, too.
Yeah.
Catch diabetes.
So newbies, too. It's like, a lot of times, you think that you're going to react away, but when you get in that situation, you may react completely opposite.
Right.
So you might you're amped up and it's hot. But you get in a room with 20 people and you've never been there before. It may not be an attention. Yeah.
But that's what we said, too. Like, that's even down to, like, you're thinking about it in fantasy. So in your mind, it makes your dick hard. But yes. Then when you get there and you actually have to do it, you may not be able to. That's not a failure for everybody. But for some people, it is. You know, like, just for me. Like, I get nervous. I love a gangbang, but I haven't done a solo gangbang in a long time. So it makes me nervous thinking about, okay, I'll be responsible for all of these guys.
Yeah. You really have to think, you might think about it a different way, is they're actually responsible for pleasing you. Like, I have five guys, they're there to take care of me.
Like Cinnamon said, I don't want them to feel like left out. Right. I don't want someone to have to sit there and, like, jack off for 10 minutes because this person's over here doing this. Or,
fine.
Like, I overthink.
Watch.
Like, that's my life.
What you gotta do, instead of them jacking off, just, like, put your foot in their mouth. Like, have one suck in, like, one foot.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
You know, you're getting fucked, like, one can, like,
not everybody wants a
4, 5, 6. Like, it's perfect.
I never saw you as a toe sucker.
I mean, but
I
even
don't suck on some toes, but you know I'm a hygiene fanatic, so
that would go back to like, before I play with people, I usually ask, what are your boundaries and dynamics? Like, what are you okay with and what are you not okay with?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not just going to shove my foot in somebody's mouth and be like, here, like, it would be, like, disgusting.
If you get away with it, I'd say do it. My wife has done shit to people, and she was like, I did this, and I'm like,
It was all consensual, okay? Like, it wasn't anything that, it was just surprising. I've always wanted, and I'll just say it because we're here, but I've always wanted a guy to, like, eat his cum out of me.
There are several guys that won't do that. Yeah.
So most of the guys. But I didn't even ask this guy to do it. Like, it was the first time that we had ever, like, really played without condoms. And he was like, are you okay if I come in you? And I was like, yeah, that, you know, we've talked about it or whatever. And he did it and then just, like, leaned down there and did it. And I was like, holy fuck, we fucked again after that because I was so fucking excited that he did it. I come upstairs, like, on cloud nine. I was like, daddy,
he needs to leave because
I got to tell you what just happened. Because he tells me, like, of course, don't tell him that I did that. Because, like, I guess for some guys it's not... It's demasculating. Is that the word?
It's so sexy.
You tell my wife.
But for some guys, like, they just don't, some things that need to stay in the bedroom. So, of course, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to tell him. But, of course, I'm going to tell him. He's my husband. I tell him everything. Right. Like, but, I mean, I was just excited that that happened. But, yeah, he says I'm a pervert. But I really don't make them, like, do anything.
That's
I fucked
why
a guy. I fucked a guy with a strap on, but I didn't know that I was going to do it. Like, it just happened.
It wasn't premeditated.
No. No, he just asked me, like, there was one there, and he asked me to do it. And I was like, okay. If that is your thing, that's totally cool with me. But, I mean, I wasn't looking at you.
We weren't.
No, hey, don't you start.
So, anyways, but guys being prepared is good, but also for the women. Like, I have to throw this in there because I say that on every episode. But for women, like, if you are new or whatever, I know we've talked about it, boric acid. There's this stuff called PhD, and it's a boric acid wash. They have a wash.
What are you doing? They have a wash and they have the
I'm dead.
Suppositories.
They have, yeah, like a suppository and then they have a douche.
A douche.
Yes. So that's like more of a, so if you feel like your pH might be off while you're here and somebody fucks you and not smelling so good, like if anybody wants to know more explanation on it afterwards, like I can tell you about it or you can message us on Twitter or wherever, but they're really good products because after fucking this much, your pussy will wear out. Doesn't necessarily mean you have BV, but it may, you may just, it's going to throw your pH off. There's a lot of juices that are flowing down there, even if you're using condoms or not. So
even the different, like, DNA, like, it just makes a difference. And sometimes coconut oil, people use coconut oil as lube, it leaves kind of a weird smell on me.
Yeah.
I don't, it just doesn't work with my chemistry.
If you use those are really the boric acid every night, somebody else gave me that tip, it actually helps with some of the soreness.
Yeah, it does.
So I'm actually a doula. So, like, I deal with vaginas, like, all day. I help deliver babies.
You deal with vaginas all day?
I deal with vaginas. I'm a lactation consultant.
That's your life's calling. Titties and vaginas.
But I do sex education. So, going off of boric acid suppositories, like, while you're here, you should not do them. And the reason being is you, like, when you put one in, you're supposed to wait 48 hours before you, like, get head from somebody or you play with somebody bare. And the reason being is it's extremely toxic.
Yes.
It's so toxic, and you should not use boric acid suppositories on a daily basis because it will kill your flora inside of your vagina and cause yeast infections, and that will actually cause you to get BV. So I would use it like maybe once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then do it like at the end of event.
Yeah, and take probiotics. Yeah, you can take probiotics, and you can actually break probiotics open and put them in. Versus, like, the suppository.
So I'm going to fight you on that just a little bit, even though you're a doula, because I've had, like, coochie problems my whole life. So I have, like, an overgrowth of bacteria. I'm like, sorry, guys, we're totally, like, all over the place. Overgrowth of bacteria. So my gynecologist for years could not figure out. I was on, like, the metronidazole gel and all this. Do I do boric acid every day? No. But I need it more than, like, a regular person. Yeah. So she said based on the person, basically, you may need it more or you may need it less. So I agree with don't letting a guy eat it out of your pussy, because one of the girls actually found me at the party because, you know, they before they were making suppositories, they had the pills, and she accidentally, this is not a pill, you stick it in your vagina, okay, and she swallowed the pill.
Oh, yeah. That's
and so she came downstairs, she was like, I was like, just call poison control, like, I don't know what to do, I've never eaten a pill before, because it's boric acid. So she was fine. She said she felt a little nauseous, but she was okay, but that kind of scared me a little bit.
Like little herbal vitamins.
Correct. Like it looks like you just keep them in their bottle that you want them in. Don't move them to anything else.
And also, like, I would wait, like, if you have a play date, like, in those, like, don't take a boric acid before you came here if you've never taken one, because, like, for me personally, like, they make me spot, so I can't use them on a regular basis. If I use one, like, before I come to an event, which I know a lot of people do, like, it would fuck me up the entire weekend.
Like, I don't use them before an event. Right? But that's just for me.
Like, you know, I know it makes me spot when I take
them. When we were doing, like, a bunch of cream pies, I was for sure using. I was using the, but the boric acid douche, just the douche, because it doesn't stay in there for very long and it just quit. Why are you laughing?
Because the sexy talk is like gone.
I'm a vagina specialist, okay?
Yeah, he gets freaked out about anything that's
actually falling asleep. But yeah, so the douche does not make me spot, but for some reason the pill, I don't know if it's because, you know, it's gritty. Like, I don't know if that's why.
So the one we have is not a pill.
We're rounding it out to take the pill because this is all we have to do.
Yeah, it's not a pill.
Our vagina.
It's a suppository.
It looks like the monostat, so it's soft, and it has shea butter and stuff in it, and tea tree oil, so it's very soothing. That's what she was saying. Like, if you use those, it, like, it will help soothe some things down there. Anyway, sorry guys, we got totally sidetracked.
Those have glycerin. If glycerin is an issue for you.
Yeah, we talked about that the last issue. So just talk to your doctor. If you have sensitivities, whatever, just figure all that out first. Yeah, exactly. Know your body first. But for me personally, that's some of that has worked and it's helped. So because you are naturally supposed to just, your body's supposed to flush itself out. But if you have 15 guys come in you, I don't imagine it's going to flush all that out. No. So maybe just use some boric acid.
You should be well moisturized.
You won't need lube for the rest of the weekend, though.
cum pH is way higher than vaginal pH. Like, vaginal pH is what, between 3.9 and like 4.5, and cum pH is between like 6.
Get it in your eye. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So 6.6.
It's a separate in my contact. Do not get it in your eye.
It's between 6 and like 7.2. So what ends up happening is that's where your pH gets fucked up. Aloe is good because aloe's natural pH is around the same as vaginal pH.
He's sounding smart.
He really
is. Yeah, I had so many broken pussy issues over the last few years. He literally has researched the fuck out of everything.
Should have been a gynecologist.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, his shirt says, I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look.
Too.
I think at this point we could have like a degree in pussies stuff at this point, like keeping it healthy. Anyway, so, excuse me. You didn't ask to touch my butthole.
Yeah. Who is this guy? Just like
God.
Is the East Coast?
Yeah, exactly. So, who had some fun this weekend? Tell us about your, well, not your best, because we don't want to single anyone out, but how many dicks have you fucked this weekend? Everyone's silent now. No one knows.
I'm counting.
I know.
It's more than I can count.
Can I count my? No, I'm not counting my husband.
You can count your husband. He's sexy.
Your husband.
I actually haven't.
If I count my husband, it would be two.
Are we including women?
Yeah. Sex.
I've only had 5.
I think I'm at 8.
12.
I'm a little slow.
Six of yours or 5 of yours was the gangbang, and then the other guys.
So that was helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Brought the numbers up real quick.
Yeah, I came here with 16 typically. Appointments and then the freestyling, but then I canceled some of them to play with one person.
That was fine. That's fine.
4 hours.
It's better than having, I always say quality over quantity.
Yeah.
I would rather have like 5 good dicks versus 20 that I had to suck their dick for 40 minutes.
My first splash, I was definitely like a starving kid at a buffet.
Because
I was in the wife watching room and I would just be getting fucked, and then there'd be guys watching and I'm like, you get hard. You get hard. You get hard. Are you ready? Are you guys ready? Because you're next. And I did like 31 guys.
Yeah.
On my first splash. Because I was just like,
yeah.
I
need to do this, bitch.
I don't know who I'm going to get this again. Yeah. And then I slowed down a little the second one, and this one's a lot more quality over quantity.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, it's okay because I think there are a lot of people that come in with that excitement and they, like, you say that number and you think, like, later, like, wow, that was a lot of guys. But in the moment, you were just having a good time.
Yeah.
And we actually had, like, parties. Like, you know, we used to have parties and we would have women come over, like, we knew them, that we would have like BBC parties and we would have women that would come over and say, like, don't tell anybody at the regular lifestyle parties that we're here doing this and I'm having sex with all of these guys. Because, you know, there are different dynamics at the couples parties.
Yeah.
Some people it wasn't that they didn't want people to know that they were having sex with BBC, it was that they didn't want anyone to know that they had sex with 18 guys in a night.
Yeah.
They had sex with everyone that was in that room, but I think that that's where, like, you need to, like, encourage, like...
Do you do that many? Is it just a gangbang quickly? Because, well, I don't know how
you
do
that. Not all the time, no.
2 hours apiece for 18 guys?
It's not usually.
Even a half an hour piece for 18 guys.
No, and that environment is so different because you have a group of well-selected guys. You're in a very close environment.
You're just vibing. It feels good.
Your energy's going through. And it's hard to explain. Like, we start a party at 9. The party would be over at 1. And
everybody be fucked out.
Every dude's fucked out. Because women, like, one woman cannot fuck every dude in here. Like, we can't keep up with a vagina. So you go through the guys. And fortunately for dudes, you know, if you knock me down, she'll get me hard. Like, that's how it works.
Yeah.
You know, another woman will make you hard, and that way, at least once I go through the whole gambit, I can go and tap out. But, you know, you can...
It just takes a lot of time.
Well, but here's the thing. But it doesn't feel like a lot of time when you're doing it, is what I'm saying. Because it's like a vibe during that time. So it's like all... For the house parties that we had, it was just like in our basement. So it's just set up for play. There's beds everywhere. There's a bathroom. There's towels.
Yeah.
Like, you can go upstairs. You can be downstairs, wherever you want to be. But
and the guys are holding back. Like,
The
guy's not going to fuck you for 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, they, like, are good at taking
turns. If the guy tries to fuck you for 2 hours, we're going to tell that son of a bitch don't come back.
Oh, no. Remember we had one like that, and he stayed downstairs for, like, 3 hours was this one chick. We're laughing. Yeah, it was funny.
You wanted to make love to her.
You need to make a separate appointment.
Yeah.
Like, you fucked the whole party. We can't even get in the room. So after that, I started taking all the doors.
Yeah,
because I once stopped a guy fucking me at the gang bang. Would you get the fuck off her if other people want it?
Other people want to turn. Because, like, the fastest.
No. There's an etiquette.
There's people
that will hit me up and ask me, and I'm like, yeah, okay, so who are the guys?
Because we talked about
that
earlier.
I don't know the guys, and I like to actually know a couple of the guys, if not, because there's a gangbang etiquette. It's like you can't go in there and do like he said and just be fucking somebody for 30 minutes. It's like, dude, we're all sitting here. That's not what this is.
There's a violator right there.
Say something for the rest of the
night.
Because in one gangbang that I was at, there was 25 guys and 3 ladies, and I went through 15 guys in 2 hours. So that's not, you know.
Like I said,
that's a good pace.
Yeah, at the house parties, it's just more of a vibe. Like, I didn't even realize I'd fucked that many guys until the next day. Because everybody's like, oh, go try this guy, or oh, go over here to this. It was just very much coordinated, I guess. Yeah, so it's not always going to be like that many guys and be great. It's just
that's why the guys are holding their nuts too.
Yeah,
that's why it's good. But that's why it's good when you get guys, because if you get close to it, you can say, "Hey, I'm tapping out. Can somebody else come in?"
Yeah.
But the bad part about having a gangbang where there's so many guys is if there's only one woman, it's like, it's harder to stay hard.
Stand there, buddy.
Right.
Everybody's like this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when you have fluffers. You have to have fluffers.
You can't even see her.
You gotta have a fluffer.
Like, she's underneath the dude, so now you're trying to stay hard, but you see nothing but man ass, and you're like next, and it's like
man ass.
I can't.
But I also told you, Mr. Mocha has a hard time.
Has butt issues.
Yeah.
No, I don't have butt issues. Saying you can't see the woman.
No. We talked about you earlier in the episode.
Conversation about your butt.
You used to turn around and be like, why are you standing so? No. All I said was that Mr. Mocha is not about anyone being around his ass, so he doesn't like the group stuff. So he literally would talk.
I'm out of here.
He literally would like turn around with the dude behind him and be like, hey, bro, why are you so close to my ass?
Why are you directly behind him? Like, what are you doing?
You do it.
All it takes is one little poop, and then there's the dick in your ass cheeks.
No.
That's why he doesn't want it, though. That's the consideration. Dude, I backed up to the curtains naked and got the curtains stuck in my ass cheeks, just like here at the hotel.
She got a suction ass.
So I bent over, and then I stood up, and then it was like, you haven't been behind it.
He couldn't help it.
Just teleported right there.
I told him about the tree trunk.
The tree trunk.
Oh.
Ouch.
I literally, I get tears thinking about that, because there was,
me, and I wasn't even there.
And like I said, ask Mr. Mocha, he's literally like the nicest. Like,
but it's crazy my face. For guys with dicks that big sometimes. So I'm like, ooh.
I'm laughing at her, but you have to understand, my wife is, there's something wrong with her. Like, no matter what happens, when it's over, she's gonna make it funny. She's gonna make everything funny, because when she's telling the story, like the animation and the stuff, and she'll go through the process, and I'm trying to support her, but I'm like laughing my ass off. And then she tells me this whole story about how fucked up her ass was. And then somehow at the end of the story, she voluntarily let somebody finger her ass.
I forgot about it.
That was a very important detail.
Yeah, that's not totally.
That's the last session. Wait, rewind.
Okay, so.
I'm like this. She did what?
No. So, wait, I didn't.
Everybody's looking at us. Miss Nerwinks is giving me a look here. He has no fucking idea what.
Okay, so what happened was, I was hurting like super bad, but also I left out the little snippet because I actually forgot because my brain is not like completely there all the time.
The
so I forgot that someone had given me Viagra. I didn't know that women could take Viagra. So like after my like asshole, I thought I was going to be done, but I started drinking vodka. So that's always like the end of my demise every time.
What happened?
And I went back to the guy's, a guy's, different guy's room or a couple's room. And the guy doesn't play. He just likes to, like, watch his wife play. But we had been friends for, like, a long time. And he was like, he's just cool as shit. So, anyways, he pulls out, like, the wand. And he's, like, holding the wand on her. But then he was like, can I play with your ass? And I'm, like, looking at her, like, is that okay? Because, you know, there are a lot of dynamics here where, like, the guy does is not allowed to, like, do anything. And I totally respect that. So she was like, yeah, yeah, go ahead. He's, like, playing with me or whatever. So he did end up bringing my ass, but that was probably why I ended up feeling like I really rode a really big horse. And
I don't think
after
that's
and then after
really
that,
big
think
horse.
So. After that, you let somebody fuck you in the ass.
Mm-mm, not yes, that you, night. No.
That was the next night?
No. I did not let anyone fuck my ass with that one.
Did your ass hurt? I mean,
yes.
I was on Viagra.
That's what I was saying.
I
want
to know, though. Like, what's the benefit for women taking Viagra?
My clit was literally, like, so big.
Yeah. Socrates is going to be real mad that you said that, because if I try that, then he's going to move out of the house down the street. I don't know.
So I would say taking it for a party was fine. I had no idea. But if you have, like, any heart or, like, blood pressure issues, don't take it, because it does, like, it moves the blood flow straight down just your vagina, just like it would for a guy. It sends it to their dick. All the blood flow goes to
okay,
there.
Okay, does anyone have any? I want to try it for tonight.
But it made my clit, like, so... like, you could have blown air on my clit, and I would have come. Like, it was
like
intense.
I'm like that usually.
I mean, here's the thing. So was I, but someone was like, try something new, and I was like, okay.
It's different.
I see all the girls asking the guys for real Viagra.
I'm like, attention.
Like, I had to tell her to leave me alone.
I'm worried
to
leave... Put him.
We got him. I'm like, stop. Don't take that.
Yeah,
no more.
We need to put that
unless,
in the
if I can't call
him. I'm doing it right now.
Because I have nothing else. I've got no more. Okay, like, my dick is limp. It's like laid over like this. And she's like, you got one more round. Like, I think. I'm sleeping like this with my hand on my dick.
Curled up in
he
the
does
cover.
Do that.
Get away.
I was like, that's
oh,
the window
with him.
Away.
I'm like, please just.
Vice
I made him call at work. He's like, I'm not a fucking machine. I'm like, yes, you are today.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
You're okay. Just go to sleep. Like,
yeah.
I can ride you while you're sleeping. He took my Cialis.
Oh.
That thing was like this, and he's
I'll come
snoring.
Find you.
Go to bed.
I got five tablets. I think we should do a comparison tonight. All five of us.
Yeah, just each one.
You don't take a whole one.
Okay.
No. I took a fourth of one.
A fourth of shit.
She said, oh, no.
Oh, I think you said that because I was going to take the whole damn.
I was, too.
25 milligrams.
If you take this muscle, it's also going to.
Yeah, you'll sound like Darth Vader then for the night.
Your face will flush. You'll get hot.
Yeah.
You'll look kind of red.
So yeah. I'll be naked all night.
Because it just changes the blood, where the blood flows to your body.
It's hard for you to breathe. Like, you feel like you're pressure on your face.
This doesn't sound like fun to me.
So just take.
Hey,
take
listen,
how much?
You know
a
guy's going to make sure they take care of you, okay?
25.
Okay. A quarter. So one, well, just
be like,
I don't know if Socrates will let me. He'll be like, you're not taking
just
anything.
Don't tell him.
Yeah, don't tell him.
Oh, no, I tell him everything.
Oh, I'm telling
him. I tell him everything.
Don't tell him right away.
He'll probably tell him before I even get out of here. I should just.
Well, alternative to that, though, is the honey packet.
Or the libido pills. I talked about those.
I have some other stuff he hasn't allowed me to take because he's just like.
Yeah. Anyways, I know we talked to ourselves. We talked to you guys to death. Thanks for hanging in there, everybody coming in. But and we did like sidetrack like 600 times. But welcome back to the Dirty Girls Corner. That's what we do. It starts with one subject and we end up in 35. So, thank you, ladies, for being on there. Coco, Angel, Siren, Cinnamon. I had to think about it for a second.
Sorry, I just have to mention.
Go ahead.
Cinnamon, right now.
Cinnamon.
Titties are out.
It's really
her titty's been out the whole fucking
I
have to touch other people's.
They were slowly slipping out. I just had to point that out.
Craig and I have been slowly watching.
I even said
something to her, and she's like,
it's fine. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I wasn't.
That's what we're here for.
Been peeking out the whole time.
She's trying to give you a show, Mr. Mocha. I need you to turn the outro music on. That's what I was struggling with. I tried that earlier. It didn't work.
Because that's the wrong button.
Feel it. We're already here. Still on. Oh. That's not it. That's the wrong music. But anyways, thank you guys for being on. Thank you, ladies. Everyone can say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.